Why Must We Be So Divided? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Every election year, there are complaints about how the candidates are dividing the nation. The ads are too negative. They distort the other guy's record. Why can't we find common ground? There's always a risk in trying to be logical about these things since voting is based on emotion, but let's try to be logical anyway. Let's analyze this term, common ground. What is common ground? Common ground is where you meet to decide whether you're going to talk about your differences or kill each other over them. Implicit in the expression common ground is that the parties who meet on the common ground traveled there from other places. And after they finish the meeting, they're probably going to go back to those other places. So of course there are going to be passionate differences in a political campaign because politics wouldn't be necessary if there weren't. Politics doesn't mean you bury your differences. It just means you murder with words instead of weapons. And there are always going to be negative ads and lies and stereotypes and accusations because candidates and their supporters are in this not just to fulfill an ideal, but also because the winner gets the good government jobs. Of course people are going to fight. The great thing about elections is that if the fight is vigorous and if each side has had a decent chance to slime the other, and if people can vote freely, we collectively agree that the loser, rather than whip his disappointed supporters into a frenzy, raise an army and fight a civil war, goes away quietly to the lecture circuit. So don't stress out over the divisiveness. Just make sure the votes are properly counted. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.